maximum or minimum dash maximum. Rick Wakeman, the wonderful Rick Wakeman, was in there with Catherine of Aragon from Six Wives of Henry VIII. Tony McAlpine gave us Chopin's Etude No. 2, Opus 25, From Freedom to Fly. And we ended off the first hour with Charles Mingus, Open Letter to Duke from Mingus R.M. This is WMFO in Medford, and it's always a treat to play these different songs for you and have you call in at 855-915-9636. In this next hour, we're going to have a lot of great songs that touch the heart and stimulate the mind. And I think what better way to start off the next hour than with this instrumental? It's one song you'll remember from your childhood, you'll remember from days of yore, and even days of right now. It's an excellent song. It's coming up in just a moment. But first, let me say, at 9:30 and at 10:30, I'm hoping to do a bit of trivia. So call in at 855-915-9636 and see if you can stump the trivia master. The next hour begins. It's 8:58. I'm going to start it off in just a moment. But first, let me just say, this is WMFO in Medford.
We'll be right back. 315 WMFO Medford.
Going out to Kirsten. That's The Morning by Moody Blues. This is WMFO in Medford. How's it going, everyone out there? How you doing, everybody? I hope you're having a wonderful New Year's. It's January 1st, 2018. Remember, 2018. It's 2018, no longer 2017. So 2018 begins. I hope you're doing well. Here's a quick rundown at the end of the program, at the end of the hour, I should say, at the end of the 9 o'clock hour, 9:59 thereabouts. I'll be doing a rundown of all the tracks I played, but just to give you a real, real quick rundown. We started this hour off with Vince Guaraldi with Linus and Lucy from A Boy Named Charlie Brown. We heard George Winston's version, and then we heard Charles Mingus with Fable of Phobos. Mingus Ahum, Mingus Ahum. Now it's going out to Chuck. Chuck, I hope you enjoyed that one. And of course, the Moody Blues with The Morning from Days of Future Past. It's kind of a dance hall or a music hall, I should say, British music hall slash fantasy type of song there, kind of Christmassy in an odd way. And I hope you like that, Kirsten. This is WMFO in Medford, and I have all kinds of music coming your way right after this brief message. Get ready for it, folks. Here it is.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes, and you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to. Nope. I'm sure you've got a perfectly good excuse. Kids, work. I get it. You're busy. So what better time than now? Let's begin. Raise one finger if you're a man. Ladies, none yet. Oh, count in your head if you're driving. Now, three more fingers for everyone over 60, two over 50, one over 40, one more if you're not physically active, another finger if anyone in your family has type 2 diabetes, another if you've got high blood pressure. If you're overweight, raise another finger, two if you're very overweight, and three if you're really overweight. You've just taken the world's first audio prediabetes test. And if you're holding up five or more fingers, visit doihaveprediabetes.org or talk to your doctor. There's no excuse, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
And your friends right here on WMFO in Medford. We're brought to you by the good graces of Tufts University. We have freeform music. We have no commercials. We have only the best music for you and yours. 855-915-9636 if you want to hear anything in particular. Right now, I want to play a song you probably never heard before, and it's a really gorgeous pop/rock song, and it's slowly raising in volume behind me. And check it out. It's very dreamlike, very gorgeous, and I wish this song was played on the radio. Never was until now. I hope you enjoy it. This is WMFO in Medford. Again, call me at 855-915-9636 if you want to hear anything in particular. Otherwise, just enjoy the choices I make. Join in if you want, or just enjoy. This is WMFO in Medford. Great. I love it. Enjoy. Check it out. Thank you. wonderful guests right there with To Be Over. That was a live performance from Boston, 1974. The original studio track is off a record called Relayer, and it's To Be Over by Yes. This is WMFO in Medford, and if you want to have me play one of your songs, send it to me. Send it to Vin Magazzini, care of Tufts University, WMFO, P.O. Box 53065, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155, and I'll play it. And if you have an announcement or something you want to send to me, send it over to, again, WMFO, P.O. Box 53065, care of Acoustic Ceiling, Vin Magazzini, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155, and I will play it. And speaking of playing it, I'll play this song. It's a brand new one. I hope you enjoy it. Alexa, play WMFO.org. Play it loud. Play it often. Doing it right, doing it bad. One in the same, Bad Cop. And here's a song that I wanted to play you a minute ago, but I'm going to play it now. Enjoy new music. All the way from Australia. Check it out. And stay warm. Bundle up out there, everybody. Premieres on a, they're an Australian band. Doing it pop, doing it right. I kind of heard a few shalalas in there. This is WMFO in Medford, and I hope you're all doing well out there. I have a song here. This is by someone I got a kick out of for many, many years. I still like a lot, and I hope you enjoy it. And here it comes.
Now, we'd like to, it seems to be the mood, to return to slowness now. We want to present one of the older songs in the band's repertoire starting now. It's dedicated to everyone in the audience, every girl whose father owned an Electra 225 once. Someone once asked me recently if I understood the Jewish princess concept, and as evidence I told him how I wrote the song Hospital, which you're going to hear. Now, this is written all about that. We want to try and give you a feeling for the East Coast, since we're out here, it's the least we can do. And so, when we're in typical modern lovers precise order, we'll present this next song.
Jealous of your first boyfriends sometimes.
And when I walk down your old street, there'll be tears in my eyes. It's a case like this. I can't stand what you do. Sometimes I can't stand you. Makes me think about me, how I'm involved with you. But I'm in love with this power that shows through in your eyes. So, when you get out of the hospital, oh, let me back into your life. I can't stand what you do, but I'm in love with your eyes.
Sermons. And for that, I'm going to need some suggestion from you, the audience, of any well-known Old Testament personality that you could think of.
Noah!
Moses! No. Moses, Solomon, Noah, Job. All right, let's start with those. All right, here we go. Jonah. The congregation, please be seated for this evening's sermon. Tonight's sermon deals with the exciting personalities Solomon, Moses, Job, Jonah, all of whom had a wonderful rapport with God, whom I'm sure you'll all remember from last week's sermon. Solomon! God appeared to Solomon in a dream and said, Solomon, you can have anything that your heart desires. Solomon said, oh God, grant me wisdom that I might be the wisest king of all. And God gave Solomon his anthropomorphic zap. Solomon became all wise and knowing, and at that second he knew he should have asked for money. Jonah! God said to Jonah, Jonah, for that was his name, go unto the king of Nineveh and tell him that he has sinned. Jonah says, I have a feeling he knows. And God looked down and saw that things were bad. Every time God looks down, things are bad. Maybe if he wouldn't look down so much, things would kick up. Jonah didn't want to go to Nineveh. He ran away to Tarshish. And he got into a ship. And the ship was commandeered by 23 Gentiles. And the Gentiles, as is their wont from time to time, threw the Jew overboard. Jonah is floating in the water. And here we have to pause for a second and examine the Bible objectively. There are two concepts here. On the one hand, the Judaic. On the other, the Goyish. The Jews say that Jonah was swallowed by a whale. The Gentiles, the New Testament scholars, the less popular of the two, come along, they say, hold it, Jews! They literally grab the Jews by the Old Testament. They say, Jonah could not have been swallowed by a whale. For whales have tiny gullets and cannot swallow whole prophets. Therefore, they expostulate that Jonah was in fact swallowed by a gigantic guppy. And to this day, the New Testament doesn't sell.
Thank you.
kind of an interesting mashup, don't you think? We had Pink Floyd in the background fading away with One of These Days from Meddle, M-E-D-D-L-E, Meddle, and David Steinberg with one of his comedy routines. And after this next song, it's time for the rundown. So get ready for the rundown. It's on its merry way.
Well, take me way up north to meet your mom and dad, so they'll see that Jonathan ain't quite so bad. I wanna be back in your life, I wanna be back in your life. Baby, baby, baby. Baby, baby, baby. Take me to the fields you used to roam, so your pal Jonathan can call them home. When I'm back in your life, I wanna be back in your life. Baby, baby, baby. Baby, baby. Well, take me to your favorite covered bridge and the road that leads high o'er the ridge. I wanna be back in your life, I wanna be back in your life. Baby, baby, baby. Baby, baby. Well, give me a break. Bang, bang, give me a break. Bang, bang, give me a, well, show me the saddle and show me the stirrup, and then we'll help your daddy when he goes out for maple syrup. I wanna be back in your life, I wanna be back in your life. Baby, 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 mm-hmm, baby. I will wait a long time if that's what it takes, but someday I wanna help your mama when she brings out the pancakes. I wanna be back in your life, I wanna be back in your life. Baby, baby, I wanna be back in your life. And time's a-wasting, cause what once was a puppy is now a dog, and what once was a piglet is now a hog. And I wanna be back in your life.